I want to go to Senator Mark Schessler, who joins us now. Representing District 9, he is a Republican. We occasionally get a Democrat, but usually Republicans. Mark, welcome back.
Good to be back with you, Lars.
Tell me this. What can Jay Inslee do to combat this gigantic tsunami of retail crime that's happening in Washington stores? Because I can't tell you the number of both family members and friends and listeners who've said to me, I've watched people steal things from stores, and they do it right out in front of God and everybody, and nobody tries to stop them, not the store, not the police. And we all know, if we think about it for a moment, that everything that gets stolen from a store is paid for by the legitimate customers like you and me. So what do we need to do to shut this down?
We have to start with an approach that the first dollar stolen is still theft, and enforce it. On a grander scale, we have to look at how we go after organized retail theft. We're looking at a multi-billion-dollar industry that's robbing consumers and hardworking employees of their livelihood. So you start with zero tolerance, and then you move up to how we combat major organized crime in retail theft.
Well, let me ask you this. Why are your Democrat colleagues so willing to accept that people are going to steal things and then make the rules such that the police feel hamstrung in their ability to go after these people?
Well, it starts with attitudes of liberals like Bob Ferguson, who says, we're not going to enforce poor people from stealing. But yet it's very clear in statute, stealing is stealing. If you look at the Bible, pretty simple, thou shalt not steal.
Right.
If you look at the Quran, they talk about cutting the hand of the thief off. It's pretty simple from every aspect. You simply have to enforce it.
Well, and in fact, it's kind of a slur on poor people because, Senator, I think I can say without even doing a deep dive into the data, the majority of poor people are honest people in this country. It's the minority who steal. And frankly, when I saw the thefts during the riots a couple of years ago in the summer of 2020, people were stealing Gucci handbags. Does anybody steal a Gucci handbag because they're poor and because they're trying to feed their family?
No, but you have to look at it and say, okay, if you tolerate it, you'll get more of it. And we have had retailers punish people for trying to stop shoplifting. We've had the authorities turn a blind eye. How many shopping carts do you see in a homeless encampment? Dozens?
Dozens.
Those things cost money, and they're passed back to consumers. Nobody says, well, gee, bring those shopping carts back. No, we just tolerate it. We cannot tolerate theft from dollar one.
I've got a radical idea for you. Are you willing to throw a radical idea in front of your Democrat colleagues? And maybe Republicans will have a greater majority in Olympia this coming year after the election. We always hear about companies that are protected from liability. The most recent obvious example is pharmaceutical companies that they say, well, we're making vaccines, so you have to give us protection against liability from being sued. What if you did that for retailers? Said that if a retailer tries to stop somebody who is in the process of stealing from that store, there will still be companies that say, we don't want the bother, we don't want the trouble, but say that you are allowed to do that, and that the person who's being stopped from the theft cannot sue the retailer for stopping them, even if it means grabbing them by the arm and that sort of thing, unless there is some negligence. Or, and you could write it so that you say if a retailer stops somebody from stealing and then beat the daylights out of them, you could sue them for that because that's not necessary. I've literally had family members describe going to the grocery store. I've not seen this myself, but I had a quote. My brother-in-law told me, he said, we're standing there in a grocery store. We've got a cart full of groceries, and these two guys load up a cart full of groceries and just walk straight out of the store. And he looked at the clerk and said, aren't you going to stop those guys? And he said, we're not allowed to. What if you gave retailers license to say you are allowed to stop them and you will be protected unless you go beyond the pale? I mean, that would seem to be a reasonable limitation, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be an excellent start. When we had a hearing in the labor and commerce hearing last week, employees want to do the right thing. They know that these people are stealing from their benefits, their salary, and adding prices. So these employees want to do the right thing, Lars. I think you've got a heck of an idea.
I mean, if you even proposed it and said, and you could write the language, Senator, you know how to do this, to say, if you make an ordinary attempt to stop somebody from leaving a store, that doesn't mean hitting the person in the head with a baseball bat or a hammer, like that guy tried to hit Paul Pelosi with his own hammer. But if you said, you make a reasonable attempt to stop somebody, and you say, well, I'm afraid of being sued. No, if you make reasonable, ordinary attempts to stop somebody from stealing from your store, and you're an employee or the owner of the store, that you have protection under law, immunity under law, from being sued for ordinary efforts to stop somebody from stealing. Let the lawyers work it over. They know what to avoid because they know what'll get challenged, and then send the message. Retailers can stop that theft, because a lot of us understand the high prices that we're seeing are partly inflation, but part of it is, you let somebody steal $1 million from the store, the store's got to get it back somehow, so they charge the law-abiding citizens for the theft.
No, it's absolutely right, Bill. $1 million in theft may take $3 million or more in sales to make it up. And you may not be able to sell $3 million more at a big box store, so you simply cut into employee compensation.
Yep.
And you raise prices, because they cannot increase the volume that much in many cases.
I'll tell you what, if you introduce that bill, I'll be glad to tell my audience about it. They can load up the emails and the text messages and the phone calls to your Democrat friends who don't like the idea of actually holding thieves accountable, and we'll see if we can help you push it through in Olympia. That is Senator Mark Schessler. He represents District 9 as a Republican in the state legislature, and it's always a pleasure to have him on.